You're listening to Wellness Wednesday, brought to you by Vitality Integrated Programs for complete behavioral health and wraparound services in our community. Our invited guests on today's program are Marianne McCown and Vicki LaVersa. And among the various topics for this time, heading back to class, you know, sometimes teenagers and even adults can succumb to, say, peer pressure and getting back into group settings. And Marianne, did we want to talk about substance abuse as we head back into class?
Yes, there's a lot of different ways that, you know, I know during the summer that kids are out and about and hanging out with their friends, but usually those times when I was a teenager that you would run into that peer pressure was usually during the school year and the more likely time to happen. And one of the things that we wanted to talk about is the fact that teenagers in Nevada are 22, almost 23% more likely to have used drugs in the last month than the average American teen. So that, to me, that's a big number to me.
That is startling, definitely. And Vicki is our operations coordinator and the person who helps to administer the type of counseling. You know how detrimental substance abuse can be, especially with teenagers or even young adults. They're not really fully formed yet.
No, absolutely. The brain is still developing. And when we begin to introduce substances, the earlier the age, then the more problematic it becomes. And what we're doing is developing really kind of the foundation in which substance use disorders will continue to develop. And so it really impacts the brain significantly with memory, with attention span. You know, I when I teach clients, I talk about, you know, keeping the first string out in the field, you know. And when we use substances, whatever substances they may be, they impact the prefrontal cortex first. And that's the first string. And so then not only do we bring out the second string of life, is then they're impaired as well. So picture that, second string, and then under the influence. And it can be really difficult. We want to keep that first string out in the field at all times. So, you know, impulse management, emotion management, our ability to concentrate, remember, attention to detail, is all impacted when we use substances, whatever they may be.
Well, and isn't it true for both of you in your profession, don't you find, Marianne, that often people that are suffering an addiction, an abuse issue, they didn't want for that to happen. That wasn't the intention.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, so many of the people that are using a substance improperly, if they're a prescription drug that they're using improperly or overdosing or using more of than they should, or if it's an illicit drug, a lot of times that stems back to they have a mental health issue that hasn't been addressed. And, well, we see it in Vitality, about 92% of the people who come through that are being treated by us for substance use also have another mental health issue going on. So it's not something that people want. Nobody starts out in life saying, hey, I want to be a drug user and get addicted to something. That's not something that people do. It just, life happens and things happen, and we're here to hopefully alleviate that and help them deal with their substance use disorder.
Thank you to both of our guests today in for Wellness Wednesday. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some special events and activities in which you can interact with these folks and others with Vitality and ask those important questions, maybe in a more casual atmosphere, when Wellness Wednesday continues.